Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
By the time you say hi, Kendra, your life is done. By the time you even thought, maybe I should go on Kendra, you done as a woman. It's over.
Hello? Hi. Why you like you got an attitude? Listen, Kendra. Listen, don't start no shit with me today. That's how, like, you coming on calling me already with the don't start no, won't be no face. Baby here late, though. Baby here late.
First of all, that's embarrassing.
Okay, keep the phone steady, and you got good light, so I appreciate that. Salisha, where you calling us from?
I'm from Dallas. Well, I'm from East Texas, but I stay in Dallas.
Dallas, how old are you?
I am 40.
40. What you do for a living?
I am working on my life and health adjuster license. So I'm an adjuster. I have a notary license. I do Uber Black. I have a lot of things.
Everybody can't go to college.
You could be making a lot more money than what you're making up in here if you would just use what you got to get what you want and stop messing with this chump change.
AKA, I'm broke as fuck. I'm not knocking her for being broke. I just don't like how they try to, like, glamour it up. You're just hustling with five different side hustles. And keep in mind, this is a 40-year-old woman with Minnie Mouse on her shirt and baby hair slicked down.
Damn, bitch, you are fucked up.
Remember, the average black woman in America don't get no older than about 14.
Felicia Dallas, 40. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Taurus. Like,
oh, here. What day?
April the 23rd.
Oh, you were April 23rd. Okay.
Grow the fuck up. Grow up.
All right, you have any kids?
I have three. 21, 19, and 16.
21, 19. I got to use my iPhone today because I left my pad. 19 and 16. All by the same man?
No, two different fathers.
Two men. Have you ever been married?
No.
No.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Typical hood story. You know, multiple kids by multiple men, tatted up, bunch of trauma, bunch of baggage. I think she was a teen mom. It's just all bad. It's all bad. And you know what I say? After 40, dating is done. Serious dating with a decent human being is done. That's over with. Get you a nice, you know, fling. Get you a nice situationship that worked for you and just ride it out.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
Oh, Lord. I know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's going to be some dumb ass shit.
Someone just honest and real. People don't understand. These men these days don't understand that they have to be real with themselves.
Not even 2.5 minutes in, and we're already starting with the shaming language. These men need to get real with themselves. You need to get real with yourself and stop wearing little kid shirts and slicking your hair down like you six. Can you get real with yourself?
Don't worry, I'll wait.
Nothing about this woman is real. Nothing about most women is real. From their hair to their look, like nothing about them is real. They need to take that word out of their fucking vocabulary. If you got another bitch hair in your head, don't say the word real. Don't say it. If you got another person face on your face that you painted on before you left the house, don't say the word real. So she's already showing her misandry. We not even 2.5 minutes in.
Who hurt you?
So what realness with themselves they're not being real with?
Just games, playing games, not being totally honest about who they having encounters with, just not being real at all. Like, it's sad, but that's what we live in today. Who they having encounters with.
That makes no fucking sense.
Do you think she keep it 100% real with every dude she have a fling with? Do you think she tells every dude she mess with about the other dudes who hitting her phone? I mean, just curious. Do you think she keep it real about every place she go and where she was at last night?
Of course not. Of course not.
Do you have any more requirements before we go to your deal breakers?
I has to have a beard. I need a beard.
He has to have a beard?
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I don't want no naked face, man. No naked face, man.
Do all your do both of your children's dads have beards?
No. Oh, that's the problem.
You know that anger you get when you deal with like a person that's just completely stupid? What's wrong with your brain? Like why do you not see what you are? Like, and I get there with women, I truly do. Let them genuinely talk. You'll see real fast, like, oh my God, this bitch is dumb as hell.
The last thing this woman need to worry about is if a man has a beard. This is a 40-year-old woman, y'all. I'm going to keep saying it. 40. And she said a man must have a beard. That's the most crucial part that she's focused on. Not character, not integrity, not him having a job. Him not having a beard is a line too far. With all these horrible decisions she's been making since she's been on the dating market. And a beard is the most... I can't even finish my sentence. I'm appalled. This is a single-digit IQ we're witnessing right here. This is... I don't even know if this is room temperature IQ.
Oh, that's the problem. Nor did I my ex. That's the problem.
That's why you couldn't be with them until the end of time?
Yes, because they act like boys. When they naked face, they don't act like men. They act like boys. They don't have a masculine energy. They have energy, and I don't have time for that. Ooh. Kendra, I'm a homeowner, so I got my stuff together. You got to come correct.
Oh, what a strong woman. Hear me roar. Such a strong woman.
I look like telling a nigga good morning. I look like being nice, sweet, charming, and woman. Once a woman buys her own home, that's usually it. There will be no marriage. There will be no serious relationship. That's pretty much a woman tapping out when she buys her own home. I would love to see some type of statistic on it. Like, what percentage of women meet a guy and marry that guy after they bought their own home? Your only chance of having a man and a man sticking around is you letting him live with you. And when he get on his feet, he probably gonna bounce on you because you're just not a good woman, flat out.
Remember that.
Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
Not really. I can take what you have and turn it into something more.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
No, the fuck you can't. You're a gig worker and a notary.
Remember that?
If you was that much of a business genius, you wouldn't be doing Uber. I'm not knocking doing Uber. I don't knock people for their jobs. But I do knock people for their jobs when they try to make it out to be something much more than what it is. Because now you're fronting and capping. You know what I mean? And that's not okay.
It ain't right.
I can't believe you don't remember me. I came on here before.
Who the fuck are you to put me on trial? I've never even met you. So why don't you back the shit off, all right?
Girl, I talked to 10,000 people.
These women are so goofy. It just shows their narcissism and ego that they think Kendra G is going to remember them when she's yet talked to like 10,000 people. Who the fuck do you think you are? Seriously, why would she remember you? Basic, and all y'all the same pretty much. What stand out about your story or who you are where she will remember you?
Next question, please.
Women think they're the main character and everybody else on the planet are supporting characters.
Do not be offended if I don't remember y'all. I've literally talked to over 10,000 people in the 5 years of hosting the show. It is impossible to remember everybody. And what you're here to say, because black women be changing their wigs up, how am I supposed to remember you with a different wig?
Okay, let's see if I can do it.
We got to see
you. Hopefully you can see me. Hold on, let me just put it out here. I'm working, so you caught me working.
We got them hips. Ooh, we got them hips. Ooh, okay. When was your last relationship?
2 years ago. I waited on a man 3.5 years in prison.
Retard alert. Retard alert.
Is that retarded? Retardation?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Is he still in prison?
No, he's home. I bought a house for us.
And what happened?
He was naked face.
Oh my God.
That's the same way we laughing at you. That's the same way we laughing at you. These women won't go 50-50 with a decent man who work at Lowe's. But they'll wait 3.5 years for a jailbird pookie and buy a house for him for when he get out. Think about it.
I get angry just thinking about it makes me mad.
She'll call a 9-to-5 guy a cornball. I ain't fucking with him. He corny. I ain't fucking with that square. But she'll wait 3.5 years for a nigga incarcerated. If you waiting for a nigga in jail, you're literally the bottom of the female barrel. That's literally the dumbest thing any woman could do in the dating market.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
Well, you know what? This is what they want anyway. So, you know what? I take that back. This isn't a testament to how low her value is. It's a testament to how messed up black women are mentally. Their goal is to get with a motherfucker who just got out of jail. She'll invest in a dude who in jail before she'll invest in a dude who in college.
Something is wrong here.
She won't have a house waiting for a motherfucker when he get out of college, but she'll have a house for a motherfucker when he get out of jail. The hood man is the epitome of manhood in the black community to black women. The hood nigga is the prize to black women. You understand? Look at all this effort and discipline and dedication she put into jailbird Pookie. I bet you she won't put the same energy, effort, and dedication into helping her kids with their homework.
Oh, that's no bar, nigga!
She never put this much thought in her kids' grades, but she'll put this much thought in the shotgun shug locked behind the cage.
Bars.
You mean to tell me you waited on a man 2.5 years in prison?
3.5 years.
You cannot be proud of yourself.
3.5 years. So you waited on him for 3.5 years in prison.
I was celibate, everything. Didn't treat me like nothing.
And you blame it because he didn't have a beard.
I felt like he was emasculate enough.
You don't deserve good treatment if you date men from the hood or date men who are in gangs or date men who sell dope. You're not supposed to be treated by the worst men in society. The men who are deemed the worst men in society. Good treatment ain't on the menu.
The f*** did you think? What did you...
They want all the edge with none of the bad treatment that come with the edge, and it just don't work like that.
You're a sick man!
Hey, keep it down. I don't want my neighbors seeing a fat old dirty whore screaming at me on my front lawn.
Whore? Well, maybe I should come inside.
Well, maybe you should.
Women do the most for the guys who treat them the worst. Women give the most loyalty to the guys who treat them the worst. Women buy the most things for guys who treat them the worst. You want to get the most out of a woman? Treat her like dogs. I kid. Don't treat women like dogs. Just stay away from them. It's not worth it. Well, I teach the balance. I teach the balance. You got to have that balance. You got to be a little mean to women sometime if you want to keep them respecting you. It's that simple.
3 flaws you have to work on.
Stubborn.
Oh, you said you were a Taurus, right? That is a Taurus trait. Stubborn is a Taurus trait, child. And just give up the battle if you want to stubborn. Or just give up the battle or the Taurus. Because yeah. You're not going to win. When a Taurus is stubborn and her mind is... If her mind
made is up,
forget it.
If you a stubborn woman and you got to have your way, that's not compatible with a masculine man. Fucking period. No man with balls is going to stay in a relationship with a woman who feel like it's her way or the highway. It's the man way or the highway, and that's why you can't keep a man, Kendra.